Hi, I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media.
It's catching, and you don't want to get it. But if you touch a doorknob, handrail, or any surface in a public setting, your hands can pick up organisms left behind by others. And if you stand near someone who's sneezing or coughing, and they're not covering their face, well, what you come in contact with may not kill you, but it can certainly make you sick.
During cold and flu season, it's especially wise to take precautions to cut your risk of exposure to germs and infectious diseases. Joining us to explain how transmission occurs is an expert whose research has earned him the nickname Dr. Germ. Dr. Philip Tierno is professor in the departments of pathology and microbiology at NYU Langone Medical Center and is internationally known as the man who helped solve the mystery behind toxic shock syndrome. Dr. Tierno is the author of The Secret Life of Germs, What They Are, Why We Need Them, and How We Can Protect Ourselves Against Them. Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Tierno. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
We are in the throes of cold and flu season. We've all been told that washing our hands is the single best defense against picking up and spreading germs. How true is that?
It's very true. In fact, if you look at how we contract colds or transmit colds and flu, we do it by direct and indirect means. Direct, like coughing, talking, and sneezing, as you mentioned. Indirect, touching a fomite, an inanimate object like a doorknob, and then touching your eyes, nose, and mouth, which are the conduits of entry into the body, and that's how we get sick. So if you contaminate your hands, no matter how contaminated they are, simply washing them well eliminates what you've picked up from the indirect transmission. Of course, if someone sneezes in your face and doesn't cover, that's a problem. If they are sick, you may get sick also.
Okay, before we go any further, I just want to follow up on a couple of things. Let's say you're going on an escalator or touching a doorknob. The person that was right before you sneezed and then touched the object. How long do those germs stay alive on that surface? And then once you touch them, if you can't wash your hands for a few minutes, how long will they kind of stay alive and potent on your own hands?
And there have been many studies that have been done. Rhinoviruses, which are the most common cold viruses, can last 24 hours and even longer. As a matter of fact, germs are spread very efficiently by touch. Someone sneezing in their hands and touching different articles can actually contaminate a large segment of a population that touch whatever it was they contaminated. So they can last quite some time.
And then what about on your own hands? Let's say you're thinking, okay, note to self, the minute you get into that restroom, wash your hands. How long does it stay alive on your own hands?
It depends on what else is there. Not to be gross, but if you have mucus in it, you know, on your hands with the sneeze or the germs that, you know, you come in contact with, they can stay longer because the mucus is protective and it allows viability. Germs vary with regard to how long they can stay on a different place. For example, if you're eating a mayonnaise sandwich and you have some oils on your hands, in addition to the mucus, that can even prolong their survival on a surface. You can't really put a specific figure on it because of the variability of circumstances.
So when you say wash your hands well, what is well? You got a rule of thumb for us?
Yep. Washing your hands to the tune of Happy Birthday sung twice, you know, consecutively. You wash in between your digits. You wash the top and bottom of your hands, and you get under your nail bed by scraping your nails on, let's say, an open palm as you have suds there. Then you rinse, and you may repeat the process if you're really a rapid washer.
In terms of washing, does it matter what you wash with? Is antibacterial soap better than plain soap and water? How about if you use antibacterial wipes, or you just use something like spraying Lysol?
Well, the best thing you can do is wash off the germs from your hands with simple soap and water. If you're washing for that 25-30 seconds, even 20 seconds, you're eradicating germs. You're not killing them. You're eradicating them. When soap and water is not available, the CDC recommends using an alcohol, like a Purell, not to mention the brand, but any alcohol with 62% alcohol in it would be sufficient. And alcohol will kill those viruses and germs on your hands, as opposed to soap and water, which washes them away. As far as antibacterial soaps, you can use them when you're taking care of an ill person, or if you're in the kitchen and you're working with food stuff where there are more potential pathogens around. It makes for a more efficient elimination of germs on your hands and prevents cross-contamination. That's where you could use an antibacterial. But otherwise, just soap and water and washing well would be sufficient. And as I say, the alcohol is an alternative.
If you're visiting friends and you excuse yourself to use the restroom and you wash your hands with soap and water, and then you have a choice of a terry cloth towel that's on the towel ring or one of these disposable decorative towels that you now see meant to use in a restroom, are you much better off avoiding the terry cloth? Do cold and flu germs really sit in there? And are you likely to get infected by a surface like a terry cloth towel?
If you're wiping your hands on a terry cloth towel and the terry cloth is in the bathroom, which is generally a more humid place than other areas of your home, germs can survive there. You don't know who, you know, did what on that terry cloth towel. So I personally use a paper towel, a throwaway. I carry in my pocket a variety of fairly good types of napkins, for lack of a better word, or towels, paper towels, folded so that I can use them if the host doesn't have one. You can also use tissues, two tissues or three tissues to wipe your hands. You have to look at the terry cloth towel. If it looks, you know, grimy and if it doesn't look right, I wouldn't use it.
All right. I've done all that you say. Happy birthday twice. Wash between my fingers. Scrub my nails. And then I leave the bathroom and I grab the doorknob. Am I reinfecting myself? Because I was startled to find that a lot of people don't wash their hands after doing certain things.
Yes. You are re-inoculating your hands. You didn't really infect yourself yet, but you're re-inoculating yourself. So that's why I use the towel if I'm in a public bathroom, those paper towels I talked about, because some bathrooms don't have that. They have the blower, so you got to touch the doorknob. That's a no-no, because many people don't wash their hands. So I use a paper towel again to open the doorknob, and I drop the paper towel outside that public bathroom. If it's in a store, like you know, department store, soon there'll be a little bin where you drop your tissues or your paper towels.
Dr. Tierno, I'm sure your friends and family ask you what you do, and hopefully you don't have to reveal too much. But since you know so much and you're such an expert, in the 1 minute we have remaining, can you just give us advice based on what you do to avoid the flu and colds? Everybody's
okay.
Sneezing and coughing, yep. In the office, in the store, online. I mean, it's just so hard to avoid. So what do you do to protect yourself?
Okay, the first thing you do, especially with the flu you mentioned, you get your vaccine. Nothing would be better. Even a bad vaccine like this year's vaccine is worthwhile getting. The second thing is to remember to practice good personal hygiene, especially hand washing, prior to eating or drinking anything or touching your face. You do that, that takes care of the bulk of transmission. Also, you should practice good household hygiene and office hygiene, like commonly touched surfaces should be periodically cleaned. And you have to be aware that they contain the materials deposited by other people. Sleeping at least 8 hours a day, actually, there's growing evidence between sleep and a healthy immune system, because you need a good immune system to help you, and we're lucky to have it in most cases, of course, for normal people. Also, avoid crowds if possible. If you're sick, stay home so you don't contaminate others. And if someone is obviously sick, stand clear. Even if it's a relative looking to hug you and kiss you, tell them, I can't afford to get a cold, you're sick. I won't hug you or kiss you this time. Well, I'll give you two next time, or something like that you can say. Those are the simple, obvious things that a person can do to cut down on risk. You can never eliminate it totally, though.
Dr. Philip Tierno is a professor in the departments of pathology and microbiology at NYU Langone Medical Center and is internationally known as the man who helped solve the mystery behind toxic shock syndrome. Dr. Tierno is the author of The Secret Life of Germs, What They Are, Why We Need Them, and How We Can Protect Ourselves Against Them. Thanks so much for the great advice.
Oh, you're very welcome. Take care.